We're going to Paris.
Ooh la la.
How's your weekend been?
Humid.
Right.
Oh my God.
So hot. Last night, black tie wedding. Ooh. Partially outside.
Ooh.
Yeah. To my knowledge, or at least I don't have a linen black tuxedo.
So, I don't think there's such thing.
Yeah. A couple layers in the Longwood Conservatory. Extra steamy.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eventually, we made it to the air-conditioned room. But the wedding was from a friend that we met through the arts.
She's chair of the PMA Young Friends, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Do and you want to say her name?
Yep, Kelly Farley.
Shout out, Kelly.
Kelly Bowlings.
Mazel.
Exactly. Beautiful, beautiful wedding. Surprise at the end. A Longwood private fountain show with lights and music.
Casual.
Food, delicious. Flowers everywhere.
Weather.
Hot. How about you?
Petite Garçon and I went to Cecilia Paredes by my side or back of me at the Print Center yesterday.
How was that?
After like weeks and weeks of sharing it on the outro.
You got there.
We got there. Beautiful. She had both the first floor and the second floor. The first floor was a series of photo performances. She camouflages her body against intricate patterned fabrics reminiscent of Victorian parlors, allowing herself to disappear into the surroundings. Holding it up right now. Hey guys, check the show notes.
Lovely. Incredible.
How it lines up is just amazing. It wowed Petite Garçon too.
Beautiful floral prints that then, wow. And quilted prints that blend in with the figure and the background.
Amazing.
Very cool. Yeah.
On the second floor, there was an installation called Wishes. Paredes recounts a singular experience while in a Peruvian church where she happened upon an urn filled to the top with wishes written by anonymous parishioners on slips of paper as entreaties to a saint.
Wow.
Over the years, she's collected numerous wishes from people around the world, and in this specific installation at the Print Center, she includes the wishes of our visitors. And they are printed in one long line strung together on a ribbon of paper that winds through the entire gallery on the second floor back. I had to tell Petite Garçon not to try to touch it. In the third gallery, second floor, front room, it's a series of photographs of a woman mostly in an abandoned spaces.
Yeah, same woman, abandoned spaces, but seems to then pull from those spaces. So in one, it is pulling from the nature that is growing into the space and then into the woman. Another is taking what seems to be like an old weaver and then creating a woven dress of the subject as well. And broken tiles from the abandoned space as well then matches the
dress she's wearing.
Dress the subject is wearing. Very neat to meet the space to the subject.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining.
I love it.
95 degrees is not going to keep us from checking out the last production of Terra Bodies and Territories.
No, it's not.
This afternoon, our original tickets were rained out and we were postponed to today. You excited?
So excited.
Same.
Throw us in the woods. Throw the sound on. Let the art happen in front of us. Love it's going to be great. Da Vinci Art Alliance is still emergency fundraising. They ran into a $120,000 shortfall, have made significant progress. They only have until August to make it up. And so we're linking the fundraiser in the show notes. Now onto the conversation.
Onto the conversation.
This is Robert Marsh, and you're listening to Philly Has Heart podcast. In this podcast, we sit down with artists, gallerists, educators, curators, and other creatives who comprise the Philadelphia art world to discuss upcoming performances, exhibits, and other events and initiatives that are not to be missed. The art scene in Philadelphia is so rich that it can seem daunting. Consider this your weekend cultural recommendation. With me always is my producer, Lucinda Deggerland.
Hey, hey, hey.
And today we have with us Valentine Sanchez Stoddard of Little Sanchez Studio. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. So as always, we ask our guests to share their origin story with us. Can you take us back and share with us where art started with you?
Again, thanks for having me here today. It's like I don't want to go super into detail because we could literally be here for like hours,
We'd days, love to have it.
Centuries. Pretty much my origins, I guess. I'm originally from the DC metropolitan area. I'm from Arlington, Virginia, and I went to school in Richmond, Virginia. I'm, I guess, a first-generation immigrant. My mom is from El Salvador, and my dad is originally from New York. Not New York City. He's from the suburbs. I guess you could say art was, like, really encouraged in my household. So my dad is retired now, but he was a freelance cinematographer for more than 30 years. And actually, my parents met in El Salvador during the Civil War in the 80s. So I honestly feel like that has really, I think, like, affected or informed my own art practice in terms of being a very curious person. I love kind of, like, delving into, like, historic roots and, I don't know, I'm, like, super into science, super into history, and I love when those things intersect with visual art. I've also lived a lot of places as well. So again, I'm from Virginia, but I also did a year of AmeriCorps back when I was 22 years old. So I actually moved to Arizona because I basically just wanted to get super away from everything I knew.
Yes.
Because I think that's like what you do in your early 20s. Yes. You're just like, I don't want to be anywhere near my parents or my family. So I went out to the desert. I hated it. I absolutely hated Arizona at first. I was like, why would anybody live here?
It's hot here. There's nothing but sand. It's hot here.
There's just a lot of dust. It was just night and day. It took, honestly, almost that entire year to really get comfortable with it. And then it was actually really hard to leave. I guess to backtrack a little bit, I went to college at Virginia Commonwealth University, the School of the Arts, and I graduated with a BFA in photography. I think I'm like kind of like maybe jumping ahead, but again, pretty much since I was like younger, I did drawing and painting and all that kind of stuff. And then I think when I was like in middle school, I thought I was gonna be a fashion designer. And then by high school, I got really into photography. And I feel like my dad really encouraged that because that was his own background.
Yeah.
He studied photography. Like, I think that was just really encouraged. It was really fun for me. And I started digitally and then I went back and learned darkroom, I think in 9th or 10th grade.
Okay.
And then I kind of went away from that for a while just because I think I thought it was like hard. and then I ended up actually going to school for photography. And I was, again, kind of going back to that history part. I was literally in between choosing to go to school for anthropology or photography. And obviously those like overlap very well.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can. And I chose photography and I was honestly very happy that I did. I spent a lot of time in the darkroom. I like super fell in love with film photography. I would very regularly have 10-hour days in the darkroom. I like just loved it.
Yeah.
So much. It's also been one of those things that I constantly yearn for is like a darkroom again that also like fits into my daily life or like my schedule with like work and all that now.
Yeah.
There have been so many influences. So also after college, I ended up actually teaching English in Mexico for 4 months. I went to Guadalajara and I taught English at the university over there. And I honestly feel like I was very influenced by just like a lot of like the artesanías. I don't know if either of you have been to Latin America. There's just so much art. It's like ridiculous. It's like there's so
saturated.
Many. It's saturated.
It's all beautiful.
Yeah, it's highly detailed, mm-hmm. very vibrant. I feel like there's a lot of people that just figure out how to work a craft.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has been a really big influence on me, is just how do I learn how to do something? And that's always been something that I think has been honestly instilled in me since I was little. Kind of like work with what you have, or recycling and recycled materials. I think that that's a really big immigrant thing in general. How do you utilize things more than once? Or like, how can you recreate or repurpose something from something else? So I feel like living there and then also being in the desert really informed in my 20s, even like my color palettes that I used, earthy colors, but also very vibrant colors. And I think even before then, I liked a lot of like children's book illustrators, yeah. or like authors like Maurice Sendak.
Eric Carle.
Eric Carle was a great one because I love how much mixed media he does
yeah.
in his art. I feel like I was really informed by a lot of like illustration when I was younger, went into photography, and then honestly nowadays I'm trying to bring back photography. It's been kind of hard for me for some reason, but I really like mixed media art, and again just kind of training myself how to like do things. Yeah, I don't know, I do a lot of ceramics, I still doodle a lot. I want to try and again kind of make different artistic practices like meet. Like I really would love to bring more photography again, maybe into ceramics. I've seen some really crazy ways that people print photography on ceramics. I think I've always really liked art that also uses like scientific processes.
Great.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. So like darkroom photography, mm-hmm. anything with chemicals.
Yeah.
I love printmaking. I remember I did etching when I was in high school. That's also something I would love to try again.
Wow.
That's fun because that's like super chemical processes. You have to use venting hoods or whatnot to do them. I guess I kind of like art that could be a little like weird and dangerous, I guess, for you. But like, yes. I don't know. It's not just like I am just drawing on something. Like that's right. cool. That's fun. But I love kind of like the surprises I think that you can get in those like chemical processes.
Art that potentially needs an OSHA team if you mess it up.
That's been such an incredible journey. How did that then turn into your professional journey?
So my professional journey, again, I graduated with a BFA in photography. And I've had a lot of jobs since I graduated. I'm 33 now, so it's been a little over 10 years since I graduated college. As far as like my professional journey, I've really done a lot of different types of jobs. I have done everything from obviously like food industry to like out in Arizona. I worked some really intense jobs, but they were very, very rewarding jobs, but also emotionally draining. I worked at a shelter for unaccompanied minors, which is interesting because that, you know, is coming really into the news again. And I also worked at a rehab treatment center for teens. So I feel like a lot of my earlier professional work that I've done was working a lot with like at-risk youth, working with them like through art. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I did a lot of therapeutic arts with just like the young folks that I worked with. So for instance, with the unaccompanied minors, I mean, there was a lot of dysregulation because they're like in a place that they don't want to be, and they're also terrified of possibly being deported. It was again a really, really intense thing, but I was really able to like use art to like, I think, kind of just like bridge that gap or just mm-hmm. like help the students feel a little more comfortable. I used art there a lot, even though I was just kind of like a classroom teacher. Everyone knew that I was like the art teacher at the shelter. And then at the rehab center, it was kind of the same thing. Like there was an actual art teacher there, but all the kids knew I was like a big artist, and I would always just like use art to like help them calm down or just like if they're bored, because they were bored a lot of the time. And like this rehab center was for all, it was kind of like an alternative to like juvie for a lot of the kids.
Okay.
So it was like a mix of, they were there for like mental health crises, they were there for like behavioral issues. It could be a mix of both. I was able to just like connect with them like through art. And I think also I've just been able to use art a lot as kind of even like a means, like through, let's say, like language barriers or cultural barriers. So when I was in AmeriCorps, I was a neighborhood engagement coordinator with the city of Phoenix. But one of the projects I got to lead was actually a community mural with some of the students. And at that school, it was something crazy. Like, I think there were like something like 40 different languages spoken at that school.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
It was wild. Yeah, but for instance, just like working with populations like I don't really know much about, there's a, I don't know about now, but there was a really big Somali population over there. Like, I don't, you know, speak the language, but it's like, I feel like I've always just been able to like utilize art even when people feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
As kind of like a way to just bridge that gap, which I think is really special. And then I guess kind of like when I came here to Philly, I've been in Philly since February of 2018. So I'm coming up on 7.5 years. This is like the place I've lived the longest since like where I'm from. I feel like Philly definitely feels a lot like home. A lot of people that are from Philly say that I'm a Philadelphian now because I've been here for a while. Yes.
You've been here for 2 Super Bowls, yes?
No. I actually came right after the, I think like a week or two after the last win.
We might...
Which is actually really
funny.
Able to,
yeah, we might be able to do that. Because
there was like
a
famous photo I think that someone took of like a cop car on fire and there was like Philly Elmo.
Yes!
Or something. Okay, yes. So I missed that one.
Okay. That was a good one.
I came when it was like so many blizzards. It was like terrible. Oh, like coming from Arizona back east and I was like, what am I doing here?
Oh.
This is miserable.
From desert to snow. Yes.
Yeah, it was terrible. But yeah, no, it was cute. It's like, I really don't care about sports, like, but there is something really special about, I think, I mean, it really is like a working class city, I think, for so many people. So yeah. I think to have a big city like this, like, win something like that is really exciting for even people that are, like, not even sports people.
Yes.
We are now a sports podcast. Breaking news. Breaking news. No, over back to you guys.
Yes.
So you've been here for 7.5.
Almost 7.5. It's going to be 7.5 in August. Yeah, so basically since I've been here, I have kind of continued to do, like, a lot of the therapeutic arts. Like, I worked at Fleischer in exhibitions when I first moved here. Mm-hmm. It was, like, finishing out a grant, so I was only there for, like, 10 months, but for instance, like, I worked with, like, a group of women who are mostly from Mexico and Guatemala. I mean, I speak Spanish, but, like, I was able to, like, just kind of, like, work with them on, like, a public art piece. So ever since I've been here in Philly, I've still kind of been working with, like, therapeutic arts to like, some degree. So I was working at Fleischer as an exhibitions assistant, and I worked on a lot of, like, community projects, and then also just, like, helping with, like, installation, which I find very fun. I kind of like all parts of exhibitions, like, the process.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to continue just, like, doing more of that work. And then I've done, like, a lot of teaching artist residencies since being here. I've worked with Fleischer basically since 2018, kind of like in that role, like here and there. So I've worked with like some of their like partner schools in South Philly. I worked at Taller Puerto Rico in Kensington, like for their after school program. And then I worked at Moore College of Art most recently. And that was like for their like youth artist workshops, mm-hmm. or young artist workshops. So that's working with like high schoolers, kind of like pre-college type of stuff. I think I always just, like, approach my art practice when I'm working with others with just, like, a big, like, a big point of, like, patience. And yeah. just, like, you don't know where people are coming from. I don't know, bring my own background. I'm also, like, in recovery. That actually informs a lot of my art, like, art practice and, like, the approach that I take to working, I think, just, like, with others in general.
What do you think has been the draw to the education piece? That that seems to have been, more than anything, a through line through your story.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I love working in education, preferably not in schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So, like, you know, currently, like, right now, I work at PAFA, and I mean, it is a school, but it's also a museum. I think I've always really loved museums, and I think that kind of actually takes me to, like, I guess, like, more, like, currently. Last summer, I got a graduate certificate in museum studies from University of Washington. I'm trying to figure out, like, what that means for me in terms of how do I bring, like, my art practice into, like, museums, mm-hmm. or just, like, my education practice. Again, I feel like there's so many intersections of things that I like to do personally. Yeah, so with education, it's, like, it definitely is, like, the through line and, like, the connecting piece. Even if it's, like, how can we educate others, not even necessarily, like, I am going to teach, like, an art lesson and this is what you're going to, like, make and then leave with. I would even say it's kind of like storytelling in a way.
You're doing at each one of these things. I don't think it's just like, hey, this is how you're doing art. Like, you're creating space for each of these people to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And to express themselves through different mediums all the time and through art, and share also as an outlet for themselves that they might not have had before. And you're creating the space for them to consistently be able to do that in each one of these pathways that you've gone on. And so even through their hardest periods, you're giving them an outlet, which is great.
Again, I think I love the education aspect.
Bring us to your art specifically and what you have created then in your time.
Being alive?
Yeah, sure. You know?
Okay.
You know, so, you started with, like, with your photography, right? You changed from digital to dark room, right?
Yeah.
But now where has your art taken you?
Ooh. Yeah, so that's, like, a big thing. I would say, like, I really noticed a pretty big pivot in my artwork back in, like, 2018, actually. So that was the first time, that's the first and only time I've ever actually been to El Salvador. Mm-hmm. It was a really incredible trip. It was also a really intense trip. I know I cried a lot at some points also because, like, you know, at that point I had also, like, I've been out as, like, queer for, like, a long time at this point. And then I've also been out as, like, non-binary also I think it was, like, since that year. But just, like, I definitely had, like, a moment of just, like, oh, my God. Like, if I had grown up, like, queer, like, in El Salvador, that would have been really, really tough. Mm-hmm. And, like, again, like, I've met other Salvadoran artists that have, like, moved away from there now. And they've also, like, yeah, there's definitely, like, an underground scene because that exists everywhere around the world. Mm-hmm. There's always the underground scenes. But it's also just, like, how safe are you, like, day to day.
Right.
So I was really happy to be there, but I definitely feel like I had to hide parts of myself. Several years ago, I worked with Impact Services and the Kensington Corridor Project. And it was like a grant right before COVID. It was like a call for artists to do, like, little, like, window paintings or, like, little murals in storefronts.
Okay.
To basically just kind of, like, build up the businesses that have been there for a long mm-hmm. time. So I ended up applying. I ended up being one of, like, the lead artists. I think there was, like, several of us that were chosen for different storefronts. And then it didn't happen for, like, I think almost 2 years. Like a year okay. or like several. Like the start date was like December instead of like April or gotcha. Something of that year because of COVID. So I ended up actually getting to pair with a botanica that has been there for like, I think over 20 years.
Wow.
And is actually owned by a Greek guy.
No way.
That I think married a Dominican lady.
Okay.
He's been there for like a long time. So I actually ended up getting to do a mural for that storefront. And it's been really cool because that has gotten zero graffiti since it went up in like 2021,
I think. It's still up today?
Yeah, it's still up there. Wow. So that's like really cool. I had like a lot of fun with that project. I love the aspect of like mural making. I luckily had an opportunity to be part of the R Market project. And it's like a really multifaceted like art installation, mural, storytelling, like kind of archiving project.
Gotcha.
Which is really fun for me. So I ended up being paired up with Carlo Rosa, who I mentioned earlier. So I helped kind of more with like the block painting for his like big mural that is above Casa Mexico, which used to be Connie's Rick Rack, and that's kind of a memorial mural. They're in the 9th Street Market. We're trying to not just call it the Italian Market. And that was with Fiera Studio and also with Mural Arts.
Valentin, where can people find you both online and in real life?
Okay, so in real life, I'm actually getting ready to move to Port Richmond. I'm actually pretty excited about the move. It's like a different art scene, and yes, I feel like in definitely. That area, and also there's a lot in Kensington going on too, so I'm really excited about that. So in person, I guess you can stalk and find me somewhere if you look hard enough in Port Richmond. And I have a couple upcoming things. On Friday, June 27th, I am actually teaching a recycled resin ring and magnet class at the Philly Magic Gardens as part of their Twilight in the Garden series. So I think it's like BYOB. There's like, I think, a live violinist, and then there's a teaching artist, aka me this time. And then I am vending once again on Sunday, August 31st for the Sunday pop-up series that is happening in conjunction with Cloud Nine Clay and Foreign Cafe. I would love to take more commissions from people. This is the place to say it out loud yes. and put it out in the universe.
100%.
Manifest that.
Online, I do have a website. If you literally go to www.littlesanchezstudio.com, so you can find me there. On Instagram, same deal. It's just Little Sanchez Studio.
And so we have some rapid fire questions to close us out.
Okay.
Can you describe the Philly art scene in one word?
Honestly, I would say pretty nurturing. Maybe that's two words. I would say nurturing.
Okay. Cheesesteaks with whiz or without?
Without.
Nice.
I like the Cooper Sharp on it.
If you had to pick one medium to work with for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's so mean.
So sorry.
That's so mean. Honestly, I think the first one that just popped out to me immediately was painting.
Favorite Philadelphia neighborhood?
I love South Philly. Honestly, I feel like there's like multiple little areas in South Philly that I love.
Setting the scene. The PMA is on fire, but you have a superpower to save one wing. Which one do you save?
I don't know if it's just like the East Asian art.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, there was like this really amazing section of just like Chinese pottery and yes. ceramics. And it's like the attention to detail.
Stunning.
Like, I basically wanted to like pass out and throw up because it was like so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you save that wing anyway because then you can have that tea house forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Basically, I feel like that whole, I forgot. I totally forgot. Because I was thinking of the ceramics and you're running out of the Japanese. Right. Honestly, yeah. I think just the East Asian art.
Perfect.
Section.
Favorite Philadelphia-based artist people are sleeping on?
I feel like there's a couple really cool ones. I love Isaac Scott's work. He's also a really good ceramics teacher. I know I mentioned him before, Carlo Rosa. I also love Kukuli Velarde's work. She does like really crazy ceramics and paintings.
Thanks. What is your favorite beverage of the moment?
I'm actually having a bubble tea right now. Oh. I'm actually having a mung bean one. That's not my favorite flavor.
Okay.
But it's interesting. I feel like also recently I've just been really enjoying like a really good classic soda, like a good birch beer. Nice. You know what I mean? Just yeah. like the classic.
Throw it back.
It's got to have the real sugar.
Oh, yeah.
It has to have the real cane sugar.
Yep.
Okay, last question. F, Mary, kill. Mondrian, Basquiat, Pollock.
F, Pollock. I would marry Basquiat and I would kill Mondrian.
Valentine, thank you Same. So much for your time today. It was great to meet you and hear your story.
Thank you so much.
What a beautiful conversation about education and art and really being able to pull people through moments of trouble and struggle. That was great.
They describe it more as a string of jobs, but really it's building a career through art therapy. And I don't think that we have had anybody on the podcast yet who has approached art from that perspective.
Correct.
On a more humorous note, if you want to call it that, Robert, have you read that headline yet? You know the one? The museum goers accidentally breaking the fragile crystal-covered chair?
Oh,
the Van Gogh chair? We have seen the security footage. It's been making the rounds on Instagram and I'm sure TikTok.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Break it down for those who haven't seen.
So, these tourists, unnamed so far.
We don't have a nationality yet, correct? Yep. I swear to God, if these are Americans, I swear to God.
Oh, in an Italian museum?
The Palazzo Maffei.
Took it themselves to have a seat on a piece of art, which is a chair. And it clearly states in two languages, not to touch the art. To have a funny photo, the wife
ostensibly
tries to sit first and pose for a picture.
It's that hover on the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. And then the husband tried,
who doesn't have to hover.
Exactly. Lost his footing, actually sat down on the chair, breaks the legs.
The chair has since been repaired and is back on display. This incident took place in April. And the museum releases security footage, although I don't know that they have caught the culprits. Although it looks the same once the artwork is damaged, it isn't really the same.
Correct.
We're going to share the reel on the show notes. Let's move on to our weekend picks. Jean Plow's Figure/Ground is ongoing at Muse Gallery. John Poblador's Chapel of Color is ongoing at Bridget Meyer Gallery, and his artist reception is this Friday, June 27th, from 5 to 7:30. And he's going to be giving his artist talk starting at 6. The Philadelphia Theater Company's production of Small Ball is ongoing throughout June. Tickets to Ballet X's summer series are on sale for July 16th through the 20th.
Callie Avellino, an upcoming guest and someone whose artwork we have both come to own, has an exhibition titled Ladies of Leisure ongoing at Framework Studio and Gallery until July 18th. Cecilia Paredes, By My Side or Back of Me, is ongoing at the Prince Center through the 19th. Katie Hudnall, The Longest Distance Between Two Points, is ongoing at the Museum for Art and Wood through the 20th. Subscriptions for Philadelphia Theater Company, Ballet X, Philadelphia Ballet, and Opera Philadelphia are all available
for the upcoming season.
And as always, Philly has heart.
And art.
First one is
Mondrian.
Mondrian's the
here. Oh, no, I got
the lines.
Got you.
The cross.
If I say the art, I'll probably be like, ew.
Killed.